Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this Thursday, October 13th, 2022. At this time, before we take roll call, I would like to please encourage everybody that's attending this meeting tonight to please mute yourself when you're not speaking. We had a really hard time at the last meeting with some background noise that made it really, really hard for people to hear. So I'm really trying to mitigate that this meeting, and I'm just hoping that everyone can do their part to make this meeting run smoothly. And I'd like to thank you in advance for that. All right, Jess.
All right. Director Torlakson?
Here. Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia? Director Lopez Garcia?
Here, here. I'm sorry, I am muted.
Director Hudson?
Here.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay, moving on to the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second
Thank
that.
Thank you, Director Clarkson. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Jess?
All right. Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show. Oh, is that Director Garcia?
I'm present.
Okay, and Director Garcia, we're making a vote on the approval of the agenda.
okay, I just got on. Did anybody already?
Yes, we had a first and we have a second, and we're just down to you to get an aye or a nay vote on that.
Okay, I say yes, we approve the agenda.
Oh, thank you. All right, moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have anything that needs to be pulled, directors, or do I have a motion one way or the other?
I move we adopt the consent calendar in as presented.
Thank you, Director Carlson.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Thank you.
Right.
Jess?
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez
Garcia? Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on, we have no presentations this evening. We do have a general manager's report. Good evening, general manager. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a number of items for the general manager's report. As you know, we're starting the project to install irrigation at Ambrose Park. The vendor that was chosen is Pacific Site Management. We walked the area with them. They recommended that we consider grading the area, and since it hasn't been graded in probably over 20 years, it may be a good idea to grade the area. What that does is it ensures that we get the proper flow from runoff from the sprinklers or during a rainstorm that they go into the drainage areas dedicated for that. So what I asked them to do is to prepare a proposal, but I will also be drafting a request for proposal to send to other vendors so we can get multiple bids as required by law. And so we will be doing that, and of course, we want to do that prior to the irrigation being put in. Once the irrigation is put in, we will be hydro seeding, and you know, I'm considering whether to separate those two bids, the grading and the hydro seeding, or combining them into one. There may be a benefit in having one company do both services, so I'll look into that. And of course, this will be brought to the board for board approval once I do get the bids in for those particular projects. And some of the board members may remember that we have an aging system on top of our roof with the HVAC system. I think there's 11 up there. We've replaced at least five, but they've just come to their useful end of their lives, and we replace them. And we do that on an as-needed basis. And we have another one that that has gone past its useful life and is no longer functional. So we're going to replace that, and we should be doing that, I believe, next month in November. So there'll be a new air conditioning unit up there to join the other new ones, and of course the users will certainly benefit by a new energy efficient HVAC system. During the last rainstorm, the roof over Suite 3, the Career Center, had a major leak and did severe water damage to the office. The roof has been repaired and all water damage has been cleaned and cleared through a restoration company. We're completing the construction side of it by October 20th. And as you probably all well know, you don't know you have a leak until it rains. And we had a pretty substantial rain. And when I visited the site, it was soaking wet. So we did contact our insurance carrier. Looks like it's going to be covered. We don't know how much. We're still dealing with the insurance agency with that, but it's most likely going to be our deductible of $2,000. The project itself was a considerable damage, and I think the damage, once we get the bids in for the completion of the construction, the restoration company just came and tore everything out that was rotted by water. And the construction company will just go in and patch everything up. It's about $15,000 for the restoration company, and I'm guessing it's going to be that much for the construction company. So it's about a $30,000 claim. But again, that's why we have insurance for things of this nature. Just an update on Lynbrook Park. We're hoping to get the equipment in mid-November and have it completed by December, the playground equipment. So we're excited about that and moving forward with that project. The Bay Point Youth Academy opened October 11th, and they did a really good job at recruiting participants this year. I think that they're planning on maxing out at 25 participants, which is exciting to start the new academy. So they'll be bringing back some previous academy members, but for the most part, these are going to be all new, mostly primarily new members of the academy. The district and through the Keller Mitigation Fund will be sponsoring a Haunted Hallway event, which is going to be offered by the teens. They did this before, maybe 4 years ago. And what they do is they take the hallway in front of the teen center and the one that goes down to my office, and they decorate it and have it a nice, scary journey for participants. Then and then they end up in the dining room for, you know, candy and refreshments. So we're excited about that. And that's a free event. Again, it's sponsored by our Keller Mitigation Fund. So that's always fun, and it's great to bring something like that back since we've been pretty much idle through COVID. Saturday, October 15th, the Bay Point Garden Club will be sponsoring a free workshop all about succulents, and that'll be from 10 to about 11:30. The succulent sales will be from 11 to 11:30, so it'll be at the community garden. You might want to mark your calendar for that. Saturday, November 5th, will be the Bay Point Community Cleanup from 8 to noon, or until the dumpsters are filled. At the corner of Willow Pass and Clearland, this is an annual event. This is a free collection. It's sponsored by, of course, us, who lend the site, and Supervisor Federal Glover and the Bay Point Municipal Advisory Council. And maybe for the last time, depending on the sale of Clearland property that we're still very optimistic about, there'll be a carnival on that location, October 20th through the 23rd, every year for, my goodness, quite a few years. They've been hosting a carnival there, and we charge them $2,000 for the use of the site. And that that carnival seems to be very well received by the community. As usual, Tuesday, November 8th, the Community Center will be serving as a place to vote for the community. And lastly, Ambrose Recreation will be offering a basketball camp Tuesdays and Thursdays, November 1st through the 17th, for 5 to 10 years old at the Ambrose Community Center. So a lot on that, that report. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, General Manager. Do I have any questions for the General Manager before we move on, Dr. Trollickson?
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, actually. I do have a question. I'm sorry. Looking at my notes because there were a lot of things. One is for the cleanup. Do they actually check on whether the people coming in are from Bay Point? Do they ask? Like license or something like that? Or is that for anyone who comes in?
Director Garcia or one of the other directors may have more information on that than I do.
Sometimes I'll speak on that, please. Sometimes I do, and most of the time I don't, because these people come with strollers full of stuff, a cart. I see them even ride bikes down with stuff, and I would hate to turn them around, and I'd rather have it in our dumpsters than on the street. So sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
Thank you. The other question was, so the $30,000 claim for the insurance was for the fire that happened there, is that right?
No, the flood as a result of the...
Oh, the flood, okay.
Well, it's the leaky roof, so, you know, it flooded the roof, yeah.
Have we made a claim already for the fire?
Which fire are you speaking
of? The fire that happened at the bocce ball.
Oh, yeah, no, that's already been mitigated. We're good with that. We received $150,000 for that, and we've spent... nearly $5,000. I can't remember what the numbers were. I'd have to refresh my memory on that, but we've already paid for it to be demolished, and we'll be receiving the balance of those funds.
Okay, great. Thank you. Somehow I missed that one. So I'm so happy that so many things are happening now. Just my comment on that. And thank you for all the work that you've done. Putting all these events together, and for the Teen Center for putting together Halloween event. I know there's a lot of people who are looking forward to it when I see the Facebook comments. Thank you. That's all for me.
Director Torres, do you have any questions for the General Manager?
Thank you. No questions this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, any questions for the General Manager?
No, I don't have any questions.
Thank you, Director Garcia. How about you, Director Lopez Garcia? Do you have any questions for the General Manager?
I don't have any. Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any questions, but I do want to give a good shout out to everyone that's been working hard and taking care of business, and Mr. Dutt, I really have to recommend you for doing such a great, great job of doing all these things and moving them forward. We have gotten more with you on the directorship than we ever had. I know I've been here in this community doing many years of work and working with the community. but oh my goodness, you really amazed me a lot. I just want to say that and thank you.
Okay, and thank you. Thank you, Director. We're going to be moving on to public communications. There is no legal counsel, so we'll move on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, yeah? We have Jasmine.
All right, welcome, Jasmine.
Good evening, Madam Chair. How are you doing? Thank you for having me. Great. Good to see everyone. I am here today to just give an update on the garden and how things have been going in there. There's lots of families out there now, and so they've really been enjoying the space. They feel a lot safer inside with the fence being installed, and now we are having a lot of interest with people wanting to host workshops. The Baypoint Garden Club is hosting a workshop on Saturday. There's also going to be a yoga instructor doing a yoga class in the Ambrose Community Garden very soon as well this month. So there's lots of really, really good things happening in there. I'm here to continue to advocate for a paid position in the garden, no matter who it is. I think that somebody should be there to be able to handle all of the concerns that are going on in the garden, such as theft between gardeners. I think it'd be great to have someone to be able to actually schedule more events in there, because there's just a lot of community interest being garnered around it. There's lots of amazing projects that are happening and that have happened with volunteer time, but I think that it could be highlighted much, much more if there were a paid staff member inside. As well, I think that it would be great to explore an irrigation system being installed in there as well, just because I think that it would be great to be able to focus on other things besides hand watering. It does take us a couple of hours to do with the three dedicated volunteers that we have in there, but I think that would be a great thing to do. And I know that Ambrose is limited in their capacity, but I love to partner and continue to write grants as I always have. And just want to say I think that would be a good investment as well. So thank you again for having me here tonight. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Jasmine. Is there any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
We do not.
Yes?
No, we do not.
Okay, I'm closing it to the public. Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board, and we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue the call and call in again. The first item is consider authorizing the general manager to execute a landowner agreement with Contra Costa Resource Conservation District and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to install and maintain pollinator habitat at the community garden through the installation of Xerces Society Monarch Hedgerow Kit. Is there any member of the public that would like to make comments at this time on this item?
Yes, Jasmine.
Yes? Jasmine, welcome. Yeah, I'm not hearing you.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, now you sound clear.
Yeah, I can now.
Yeah. Okay, so sorry about that. So I wanted to just come here and kind of give a little bit of background about this awesome opportunity that we have to partner with this, I think it's the Contra Costa Resource District, and they have been partnered with the Ambrose Community Garden for a few years now. I've done a lot of volunteer day projects with them. They'll come out and help to mulch, they'll help to weed the garden and weed the space. And so they came upon this grant. They told me that they would be applying for it and that they would really like to highlight Bay Point, the Ambrose Community Garden specifically. So they did receive the grant and are interested in planting pollinator bushes, hedgerows, right outside of the perimeter line of the garden. So it's still going to be off of the sidewalk, but it's going to be right outside of the garden. It's going to be, I think, great to beautify that main space, great to highlight the Ambrose Community Center. I think it would be great to, you know, see more pollinator plants out there as well. I think that, this is just a great partnership. They will be the ones that are responsible for planting the actual hedgerows, and where we come in as volunteers would be to water the garden, which is why I just continue to advocate for irrigation and a paid position in there. I'm confident that with grant writing and things that I can get an irrigation system in there before the heat of the summer, which is when I do believe that we're going to have to be heavily watering. But because we're going to be planting in the fall season and in the winter season, we'll have time to mitigate the irrigation system. And I know that it is going to take some time, but I'm confident that we can get that done. So I just wanted to come and speak to that. I think that this is an amazing, amazing opportunity to just continue to partner with the community and beautify Bay Point. So that's all I wanted to say this evening.
Thank you, Jasmine. Is there any other member of the public that would like to make comment on this item at this time?
There is not.
Jeff? Okay. I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. General Manager, would you like to set this up for us?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Jasmine did a pretty good job at describing the program. So it's a partnership between the Contra Costa Resources Conservation District, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is the one that funded, I believe, and they're looking to partner with the district. And essentially what this is about is monarchs act as a pollinator insect, and so they help pollinate, you know, quite a few crops. So they're very beneficial, but unfortunately, their habitat has declined for a number of reasons, pesticides, disease, just a variety of things that have shrunk the habitat. So this is an opportunity to provide more of that habitat, encourage pollinator growth. As Jasmine noted, the plants would be planted at the perimeter of the garden, which would make them exposed to the public. The agreement is through 2033, so it's about a 10-year agreement. As my staff report noted, there are concerns about entering into a 10-year agreement when the district is obligated to something. Now, the obligation doesn't seem to be that heavy. When I talk to them, it's basically the agreement says if we fail to take care of the plants in a manner that keeps them in the condition that they were intended, then we would owe pro rata, so a portion of the cost of installing those plants. And I've talked to a couple of people, one from the Resource Conservation District and one from the Wildlife Service, and they certainly would never really enforce that. However, in a 10-year agreement, who's to say those two will be around, and then they could look at the four corners of the agreement to enforce it again, it's probably low risk, but as you can see, our district legal counsel kind of made the same observations and he even mentioned, how there's a connection between this and the mission of the Parks and Recreation District. I think you can make an argument that this is certainly something that would enhance the garden and, make people's lives better by, trying to be greener. Nevertheless, this doesn't come without some risk, although the risk, as I say, is probably rather small. It's something to consider when agreeing to a partner like this. So it's whatever the board's desire is.
Thank you, General Manager. Director Torlakson, do you have any questions or comments or observations about this?
Yes. I love monarchs and the monarch butterflies, and I've been to some gardens that do have a butterfly gardens, and it's really pleasant to see them over there, and they really help the plants that are in the community garden close by. So the monarchs will also help pollinate all the plots inside the community garden. So that's going to help all the people who are renting those plots. The question I had for the general manager was, how much is the cost of the plants? And if we have to replace them, how much are we expecting to pay if we have to? If they're destroyed, if anything happens to them, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I put that question to Derek Evans from the Resource Conservation District, and he did not have a number for me. He said he might be able to get that number for me, but at the time I asked, and just prior to the board meeting, he had not provided any figures for me. I would assume it would be relatively nominal.
Okay. Is there, are we in like a deadline to sign this contract? Or can we wait until we exactly know exactly what we're into with the cost of the plants? Because that seems to be the issue about us not maintaining it, is if they die, the plants die, that we have to repay, we have to pay back the Resource Conservation District. Is that my understanding? Is my understanding correct?
Yes, that is correct, and I did mention in the fiscal impacts in my staff report that if we didn't want to default on this and the garden no longer was sustained by volunteers for whatever reason, then we'd be required to have staff maintain the plants, and we have no provisions for that at this point. So, and I'm not aware of any deadline for this. They didn't provide me with any deadline. What they did say when I asked to modify the agreement with the information that the district council had provided me, that they said no, that the agreement could not be materially changed, which means we can change a few very small details, wouldn't have effect on anything. But generally speaking, the agreement has to stand as written.
Wow.
But if it's nominal, the way that I think about it, if it is not that expensive, we have the pool, we spend money on the pool, and people are really happy with the pool. And I think if we have something like this, and if this is, volunteers and people who would see the plants, they would appreciate it. And if it's not that expensive, I think it might be worth the expense for me, because I'm not really sure what the expense would be. But if it is nominal, I think for me, I think politically, and at the same time for people who like gardening as their recreation, I think this is a great idea. And it's also a good partnership that we it's also good to know that we are partnering with all these other agencies, and we have a common goal to be green, to be helpful to the environment. So politically and environmentally, I think this is a win-win for me, since I don't know the actual cost of the plants. I don't know if you're thinking of, you know, putting this to the next meeting or whatever, we can find out how much it would cost, but for me, if it's really nominal, I would most likely go, I would say we approve it. That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Director Torres, any comments or questions?
I don't have any questions or comments. I just really appreciate all the information that's been shared about this tonight. It sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia, any comments or questions, concerns?
So our manager answered a lot of the questions I had in regards to legal, you know, counsel, stating some a few things on the second page, on what is page two, page one, four paragraph, it actually talks about the plants would have to be replaced on a prorated basis. So imagine, you know, as years go by, it will be less and less. So, like May say, I think it's a good project to be involved with, and I like it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any comments or questions or concerns?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. I had similar questions like May did, but I think it is a great idea, because I think, hey, those butterflies, when we went to one place as a garden club, they were so beautiful seeing them fly around and stuff, and they make everything so pretty. I really have to say that, and I hope that they do take, and I'll be one of the volunteers to come to water, and hope that we can vote on it. But then again, I'm also thinking, how much is it going to cost us to replace them if they die? So that was my comment and my question.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. I have a number of concerns, and I'm not sure, after listening to Director Torlakson, how I feel about them now. Mostly, they were contractual in nature. One of the things that it says, and I'm just paraphrasing here, is that if, for whatever reason, we sold that land, this agreement goes to the new, you know, the new owner would have to abide by this agreement. I don't see us selling that land, but we need to know that that would be something that we'd have to put in a sale agreement. Also, it's the legalese that's bothering me. There's this part where it says, hereby agrees to participate with the service in conducting certain wildlife management practices on lands owned or managed by, in Bay Point, California. But it doesn't say what those practices are. There's another section in here where it talks about things that are described in the work plan, but there is no work plan attached. So I might be just being paranoid, but it just makes me a little nervous to vote for on something that is contractually binding and for that length of time. I was going to ask the amount of years also. And I didn't really think it was going to be 10 years, so I'm even more kind of a little bit hesitant about it. I was a little bit hesitant about how this fits into our mission statement. After doing my research on this, you know, I looked at our mission statement. I really couldn't draw the parallels, but after listening to the general manager, I can kind of see where I can see how we can stretch it to fit this. I just want you all to know, just on the face of it, I love it. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Beautiful plants, fronting Willow Pass Road, drawing people's eyes towards the Glow Maggleby Garden. I mean, to me, it just seems beautiful and wonderful. But I just don't feel as comfortable as I'd like signing an agreement. One of the things that I was thinking about is, because I don't know the cost of the plants, I was thinking, well, if the cost of the plants isn't so expensive, why couldn't we just go out and buy our own, plants that are, that fit this kind of a mold and plant them without an agreement? But then I listened to what Director Torrickson said, and I think there's a lot of merit to be recognizing the political factor in this. The idea that this would be another feather in our cap as far as collaborations go, because we don't get anywhere in this district without collaborations and partnerships. We all know that after having been living in this community for decades now. We all are aware that this little community only runs on the good graces of a lot of volunteers, a lot of partnerships and collaborations. So I really appreciated what Director Tolitson said, and it made me rethink the idea of us just going out and buying the plants ourselves and, installing the plants themselves. I just don't quite feel as comfortable as I'd like signing a 10-year agreement. I'm not sure it's enough to not vote for it, but I just want to put that out there. That's my feeling about it. That's where I stand on it. But I'm ready to hear a motion if we have one.
I would actually like to table this until we find out how much the cost of the plants would be. If that would
do,
be,
I have
more people to be more comfortable to be voting on it.
I agree with you, Director Torrickson. Then do I have another person that would like to see us table this until we get a cost of the plans?
I agree with it too. So yeah,
okay.
I think
okay.
We should.
So is that okay, Director? I mean, is that okay, General Manager? Can we get the cost of this plans, and then when you get that, we can re-agendize this?
Yeah, I'd like to vote on this to table it until next meeting,
though.
Roll call vote.
All right. Okay. I move, Director Torrickson. Thank you.
I move with table Board Matter 8A, which is considering authorizing the general manager to execute a landowner agreement with the Contra Costa Resource Conservation District and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to install and maintain a pollinator habitat at the community gardens through the installation of Terrace Society Monarch hedgerow kits to a meeting when we can find out the cost of the plants.
Thank you for that second. All right, can we get a voice vote there, Jeff?
Yes, Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torrickson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Thank you so much. My pen just ran out of ink. Okay. All right, moving on, good people. Next, consider approving a new hourly rate for legal services. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make comments on this matter at this time? Jeff?
We do not know.
Okay, I'm closing this to the public, bringing it back up to the board. General Manager, sir?
Yes, it's important. Knows the district legal counsel works for the board and not underneath, directly for the board, so that's why we're here. He is asking for a moderate increase. He hasn't had an increase since 2016, I believe. It's a 5.25% increase. You can see the fiscal impact on this is very nominal at $525. I can tell you with great confidence that Mr. Kidder his rate is far below what other districts are paying, so he still is a good deal to this day. But anyway, this is before the board for their consideration.
Thank you, sir. Director Torrickson, do you have any comments or questions at this time?
No, I think with inflation, I think this is a good deal, actually. And we work very well with attorney Kidder. And so I would move forward with this if it was just me.
Thank you. Director Torres, any comments or questions?
No questions or comments.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, what say you?
Well, I think he's well deserving of this little race.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lucas Garcia?
Well, I have to say, working over the years with him, he is great. Very, very good. And I think, yes, I would approve it if I was just voting. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lucas Garcia. Yeah, I'm in agreement with my fellow directors. So do I have a motion at this point?
I move we approve a rate increase of $10 per hour for legal services provided by the Law Office of Curtis S. Kidder, effective October 1st, 2022.
I second
the motion. Second? Thank you,
Thank
you, Director. Do you have a voice vote, Jeff?
Yes, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlikson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right. Wonderful. Let's see, moving on, people. All right, this is the fun part. We're moving on to select a playground structure for a 3 to 5 year old. I thought it was 2 to 5. It says 3 to 5, but I'm pretty sure things said 2 to 5. Hang on, people. Yeah, 2 to 5. I don't know why. Anyway, we're going to select a playground structure for 2 to 5 year olds and 5 to 12 year olds to be installed at Anuta Park. So, do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time?
We do not.
So, we don't? Okay, well, we're closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Director Torlikson, what say you?
Oh, I didn't get my packet, so I really appreciate Jeff sending us the online version so I could really look at and disseminate which is which from all those models that were given. And I believe that the recommendation was for number 3, for 2 to 5 year old, the dinosaur. Is that correct?
Yes, I'll be pulling him up too, so everyone can see him. Does everyone see that?
And even before I saw this recommendation, I really, really liked the dinosaur design. And then the other recommendation was for number 1, which is the mushroom and turtle one, and it has covering the playground. So that really helps because Anuta Park is really hot during the summer, and the kids need that. The only concern I have with those things, Doug, the question is that steel or is that fabric? The cover on the top. For number 1. It looks like it's steel or something more heavy and not fabric.
I wonder if Doug's muted.
Oh. Anyway, so that's my question.
Is Doug still with us, Jess?
He is.
He's on. I can see him, and he's muted.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I've got a full screen in front of me, and I don't see an option to do that or to get out of the full screen. And Jessica, these are just PDFs that we're looking at least I'm looking at, so they're not really helping it unless we can click on them and open them up.
Oh, you can't see it?
So,
No, we can't.
We're staring at a PDF. So if you can just get out of that and then I can.
Hold on. Let me do it again.
Yeah.
I'm looking at hard copies and I'm popping that.
Can you see that one?
Yeah.
So this is number one for 5 to 12 year olds,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is, I call it the mushroom turtle one. But I'm looking at the cover. Is that fabric or is that?
That's a fabric cover.
Okay. It's very windy in Bay Point. And I noticed with fabrics, because I go to the Bay Point Shoreline Park all the time, and they have a fabric tent like this. It's not as settled as this. It's more like the one we have at the swimming pool. And it's really weird. It has a very weird sound, almost like it's going to blow away. So I was wondering whether there's a way to get it more enforced. I'm worried about that.
Yeah, I can check with the vendor to see that. I'm sure that they've had a lot of experience with these shade canopies. So he'll be able to answer our question. But I understand your concern, yeah.
Yes, but I love this design, and I love the dinosaur design. That's all I have. Thank you. Thank you, Director Torres.
Yeah, I don't have any questions. Only comments I have is it was really great to see some of the community come out for the community input session, I believe 2 Saturdays ago. They were definitely engaged with the designs there. There was definitely some sample materials to Director Torres's question about like the canopy. So the material that they had there was like a mesh type of cloth material. Seems to be the type of material that's going to guard well against the sun. It was really exciting to see the community there, offering their suggestions on the playground as well as offering suggestions for the park in general for improvements there. Excited to finally be here to actually cast a vote on the design. That's all I have.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia?
I like the dinosaur one too, but I also like the one with the little worm. Doesn't have a canopy though, but it's got all this separate activities.
You know what option number is?
It's the first one. It's let me see, structure 2-5, option 1. It's got like a little a little worm in the middle, and it doesn't have a canopy. It's very, the activities are very separated.
Right.
That's like a little house, actually like 2 little houses. It's the first one. And then the dinosaur is really cute too. That's it from me.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia?
I have the same comment about the shade, because I know at different preschools we have that, but after three years, they start ripping.
Yeah.
So if we could just get I agree with the shade thing, we need to make it stronger if it's possible. But I like to agree.
All right. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Yeah, my big concern was I wanted to go with the options that the community picked because I think they're all wonderful. So they all seem like really cute designs. So I really want to go by what the community picked, and I'm, and they're fine with me. But I'm really concerned about the sailcloth. I do some sailing, and there's a couple of yacht clubs that I go to that have these kind of sailcloth shade structures.
And they're made from really sturdy stuff. But just like Director Lopez Garcia said, like in 2 to 3 years, they have to be replaced. It's not even something that lasts a decade. So I feel like we need to figure out what's the cost to replace that if we have to replace it. And is there any way that we could, instead of going with that that kind of a material, could it be metal, you know, some kind of metal? I don't know, you know, I don't know the kind. But I think our staff is, you know, we have so much things going on and our staff is spread really thin. I just can't imagine that in 2 to 3 years we're going to be really up to replace these. I mean, maybe we will, I don't know. But do you have any information on that, General Manager? On the life expectancy for the shade structures?
No, I don't. But I think that if you start changing the structure of metal, you're going to get into additional costs, including engineering requirements to make sure it can support that. That it, in itself, a big metal object doesn't get airborne through the wind. And like I say, it would probably cost considerable more. And we have these at the pool. We have the shade sails that we've used for several years. They do wear out. That is true as part of the maintenance of the park, but I think that's a relatively small price to pay considering the protection it provides to the park users. But I can certainly check with our vendor to see if there's anything that they would recommend that is possibly more stout than this, alternatives. But generally speaking, they've done a really good job listening to the community and coming up with these ideas that include shade. And this is, I think this is the design that they're most confident in. But I'll be happy to check with them.
Do you mind when you're speaking with them, sir, if in talking with them they give you the most robust option, and let's say it's as it is now, whatever kind of fabric that is, if they can give us an idea of what the cost to replace it would be so that we know what we're talking about as far as long-term maintenance goes? Because like I said, these two yacht clubs in particular that I asked around, it's every 2 to 3 years they have to replace these shades. Structures. I didn't get, unfortunately, how much it cost, so I don't know, but I'd be interested in knowing what we're looking at. This isn't at all to say I'm not happy to vote on these three if we need to do that tonight, or if we can put it off until we get those figures, but I just think we need to know what we're looking at as far as, you know, the maintenance goes, because I think once we offer this to our community, then we need to maintain it in relatively really good condition as the years go on. You know what I mean?
Yes, no, I understand. And again, tonight we're looking at designs, the one that the board would like to vote on for us to pursue. And changes like that to maybe understanding replacement costs or having a more robust shade structure, we can work those details out later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, sir. Thank you so much. So, do I have a motion? Yes, Director?
I move we select playground structures number 3 for the 2 to 5 year olds and structure number 1 for the 5 to 12 year olds to be installed at Anuta Park.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second the motion, but I also would still like to know, maybe in the future, I mean, next meeting, you could tell us what we're expecting to spend. Since it's just an upkeep like anything else, we have to, you know, change every so and so, but I'd like to know the price of the replacement. But I say we go for it.
Okay, thank you, Director Garcia. Can I have a voice vote, Jeff?
Yes, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
never been such a pleasure as to vote yes on an item, and this is a big yes for me. Thank you. All right. Doing a good job here, folks. Moving on. All right. We do not have any public hearing at this time. We don't have any closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are within the board, the jurisdiction of the board of directors. And this evening, we're going to start with Director Lopez Garcia.
I would like to apologize to the board. I would like to also apologize to the community. I've been going through some really hard times with my family, and I hope I don't start crying. I'm so sorry. But now I have help, and things are better, and I will never miss another meeting. I will be at every single meeting, and I will try my best to work like I used to work in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Director Tolikson, do you have any comments?
I'm just excited for all the events that are happening. We are back totally. We have our board all together today, and it's really a pleasure to see Director Lopez Garcia joining us. And I will be there tomorrow to clean up a portion of the community center, not the whole community center, in preparation for our workshop at on Saturday. I hope you can all join in. We have a fabulous succulent sale after that. And this will, the proceeds will, of course, be donated to the Bay Point Garden Club and some of our projects, including Little Sprout. That I would like to thank the staff for all the great work, and our general manager and Jess, thank you so much for even sending us the flyers of all the events on email, so I have them all. Unfortunately, I will not be able to attend the Halloween one, which I would have really wanted, because I will be carving pumpkins with my grandkids. So, with that, I hope you all have a great Halloween, and talk to you next month.
Thank you, Director Tolikson. Director Torres?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any comments this month. Just hope everyone is doing well. We're getting into some colder weather, so please make sure you're bundling up and getting those flu shots.
Thank you, Director Torres. Looks pretty cool. Director Garcia?
I'm just hoping that we could start meeting in person maybe at the beginning of next year. It's I know some people like these meetings, but I really do like to see everyone. And anyways, that's my, I hope that we could go in and are living again the way we used to. So everybody have a happy Halloween, be safe, and see you next month.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Director Lopez Garcia, did you have anything else you wanted to add, or you're cool?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay. This is a really great meeting. Lots of great information. I really appreciated it. In particular, I wanted to thank Jess for the flyers. I print them out for my, I'm part of a neighborhood watch group here of about 20 families, and they've come to depend on me over the years for information, and I really appreciate it a lot. And I think a number of the families are going to come out for the succulent class this Saturday, so I hope you guys see them there. And that's all I have. So, do I have a motion to adjourn until November?
I'll adjourn this meeting till November.
Thank you, Director Garcia.
Thank you, Director Lubos Garcia. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, people. Everyone have a really great evening, okay?
Bye-bye.